Brian Jennings has the 8 o'clock news.
The US President Donald Trump has said that larger tariffs could be placed on the European Union and Canada if they both work together to do economic harm to the USA. Mr. Trump announced a 25% tariff on imported vehicles, expanding a global trade war and prompting criticisms and threats of retaliation from affected US allies. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen described the move as bad for business and worse for consumers. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney labelled the tariffs a direct attack on Canadian workers.
This will hurt us, but through this period, by being together, we will emerge stronger. Over the course of the last several months, Canadian workers, Canadians as a whole across this country, have gotten over the shock of the betrayal and are learning lessons. We have to look out for ourselves and we have to look out for each other.
During the announcement, Mr. Trump said he will be introducing tariffs on the pharmaceutical industry. The US president cited Ireland among the countries where many pharmaceutical products are made. Mr. Trump said the tariffs are aimed at bringing the industry back to the US. The Dáil will vote next Tuesday on a confidence motion in the Ceann Comhairle as the government continues to strongly back Fiona Murphy. Five opposition parties have tabled a motion which states that the Ceann Comhairle no longer retains the confidence of all members of Dáil Éireann. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The Ceann Comhairle has categorically rejected what she said were totally unfounded allegations about her part in the Dáil's speaking rights row on Tuesday and fully intends to continue in her role. The opposition had alleged that she colluded with the government parties to get the new speaking times for the regional TDs and coalition backbenchers over the line. However, Fiona Murphy insisted that she has at all times followed the correct procedures of the House. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin last night said there cannot be a situation where the Ceann Comhairle only stays in office if they obey the diktat of the opposition. While the Fine Gael Deputy Leader Helen McEntee confirmed that the motion of no confidence in Fiona Murphy will be countered with a confidence motion from the government.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will join around 30 EU and non-EU leaders in Paris for a meeting hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron on providing security guarantees for Ukraine in the event of a ceasefire. Following a meeting last night with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, President Macron called on Russia to accept a 30-day ceasefire, saying Moscow would have no right to dictate how Europe supported Ukraine or to set conditions. From Paris, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
President Macron has been working in close coordination with Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer to forge a coalition of the willing to provide security guarantees for Ukraine. This is partly to show the Americans that Europe is playing its part in resolving the conflict, and partly because the Trump administration has refused to provide US guarantees and has ruled out Ukraine joining NATO. The Anglo-French initiative will see some 30 heads of government gather in Paris, including NATO and non-NATO countries. While there has been talk of boots on the ground, some kind of reassurance force that would deter Russia from attacking again, the emphasis has shifted in recent days. That's because of the logistical and political complications in making a multinational force operational in Ukraine, and because Russia has staunchly opposed the idea. The Trump administration has also soured on the initiative too. For now, the focus is on how to strengthen Ukraine militarily to deter future attacks, and how to monitor limited ceasefires over the Black Sea and on energy infrastructure, as discussed at US-led talks this week in Saudi Arabia. In a statement, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said Ireland could join any mandated peacekeeping mission in support of a ceasefire or provide further training under the EU military assistance mission in areas where Ireland had particular expertise. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Paris.
The Economic and Social Research Institute has said there is a clear need for reform of rent controls. In its quarterly economic commentary, the ESRI said the government has adopted a more severe form of controls, which research showed resulted in reductions in new construction, mobility, supply and maintenance of properties. Our economics and Public Affairs Editor David Murphy.
While rent controls have brought stability for tenants, the SRI says there have been negative consequences for the property market. It recommends changing the existing system, but warns any decision involves a trade-off between protecting tenants and steps to ensure a future supply of housing. The organisation says the government will miss its housing targets this year, and finance for developing homes is a key issue. On the threat of US tariffs, the SRI warns the long-term consequences for economic growth are significant, as they are for employment, inflation and possibly interest rates.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next-generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
A few bright spells this morning, but mostly cloudy and breezy today. There will be plenty of dry weather in many areas for a time, but with some light rain and drizzle, mainly across the north and parts of the west. More persistent rain will extend from the northwest through the afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures 10 to 16 degrees.